Hi, join us on DevOps Lab, where Zach Deptawa is going to show us how to deploy behind your firewall onto on-prem servers.
Let's do this.
Hi, welcome to the DevOps Lab. On this episode, we are joined with a very special guest, Zach Deptawa. Zach, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Abel?
Doing awesome. Now, in this series, we've been showing y'all how to deploy to your on-prem servers, right?
Yeah.
So in the last two episodes, you showed us how to create a build for my ASP.NET web app.
Right.
You also showed me how to create deployment groups behind my firewall. So that we created deployment groups for the assets that I want to deploy to.
Right.
Now you're going to show us how to create that pipeline, right? The pipeline that will take that build artifact and deploy it into those deployment groups.
Exactly. Yeah, we're taking everything that we've done so far and now we're going to put it to use.
Okay. Let's take a look.
Yeah, let's take a look at it. So I'm going to start here on the deployment groups page because I want to point out we're going to deploy to this demo deployment group that I've got set up.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got my web and database server here in this deployment group. And you can see I've got my tags set for the database. I have a DB.
Okay.
And I've got tags for the web and blue. And the reason I have blue is you can do interesting things with tags, like a blue-green deployment, for example, mm-hmm. Where say you have 10 web servers and you want to deploy to 5 of them first and see how things go, and then deploy to the other 5 later. You can do that kind of thing simply using deployment groups and the tags this way.
Powerful stuff.
Very, very powerful. So let's go ahead and go over to releases now.
Okay.
I'm going to create a new release pipeline for the work that we've just done. And this is an ASP. Actually, we're going to do an IIS website and SQL database deployment because that's what we're deploying here.
Okay, cool.
And you can see too the information here about that.
Okay.
And we'll call this, let's call this dev. This will be our dev stage. So now that we have that, we're going to add an artifact, and we're going to use the artifact that we built.
All right.
From the build video that we did.
Okay.
So it populates that all for us, makes it really, really simple. And you can see that this is the project we're in, this is the source, the version that we're going to be using, and the source alias. And it does all of that for us. We don't have to have any guessing there.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, cool. So we've got that set for the artifact to use for this release pipeline. Let's take a look at what it's actually doing. And you can see right away it tells you, hey, here's some things that you're going to make sure, you need to make sure that you're going to set.
Right.
And you can see our stage name set here. So let's look at the IIS deployment.
All right.
And you can see what's happening here is it's asking me for a deployment group. And so this is the IIS deployment. This is the website.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go to my demo deployment group, and I'm going to set that to the web tag. So this, the stuff that happens here on this deployment
mm-hmm.
for IIS deployment is only going to hit the web servers.
Because of the tag.
Exactly, exactly. And we could do this setup in a different way, but the way that we're doing this is this demo environment has both the web and database in the deployment group, and so we're using tags to separate which release happens on which server.
Cool, cool. So if I had 10 web servers and they're all tagged with web in this deployment group, it will in parallel deploy it to all 10 of those nodes?
Yes, it can.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
So let's take a look at what else we have here for settings. So yeah, you can do multiple or one target at a time. You can set that.
Mm-hmm.
You can set the timeout, the job cancel timeout, the artifact download information,
okay.
And you can allow access to the auth token as well if you need it.
That's perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
So if I needed to do more involved type of deployments where I needed my OAuth token back up to the pipelines.
Exactly.
Cool.
Okay, let's take a look at, let's drill down into this and see what, and this is all populated, by the mm-hmm. way, by that template that we chose.
Nice.
So I don't have to really worry about adding these because it can be, you know, I guess kind of an arduous thing to start adding all these tasks. But
sure.
You can also start with an empty deployment mm-hmm. and or release pipeline and start adding these tasks yourself.
Nice.
So let's take a look. The display name is totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's actually unlink everything here.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of things that are already linked and I want to make some configuration changes.
Okay.
So I'm going to go back and unlink everything.
All right.
And so now, we are actually using an IIS web application.
Okay.
So we're going to select that. Okay, so now we're going to set the parent website name. I'm going to set that to default website.
Okay.
Now we're going to set the virtual path for this, and that's going to be /mercuryhealth.
Okay.
The physical path is totally fine. That's where it needs to be.
Okay.
Application user is fine here as well.
Yeah.
And you can see we have advanced options we can set, control options that we can set, continue on error, timeout again, things of that nature.
So this is really cool. We can totally set up our IIS through this configuration.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. You can get as granular as you want with it.
Nice.
Okay, so that looks good. Let's move over to the IIS web app deploy.
Okay.
So now, here we are. Display name is fine. The website name, and I'm going to set that again to default website.
Okay.
We'll set the virtual application to Mercury Health for this specific application that we built.
Okay.
The package or folder is set fine here. Mm-hmm. You can see that there's even more things that we can do that we're not going to have to here. But
oh, yeah, but that's super cool, right? The file transformation and variables. So this is for like my configuration files.
Exactly.
So my connection strings, maybe in source control, I'm going to have just pointing to localhost. But here, I can transform my connection string so it's really pointing to my real database.
Exactly.
Awesome stuff. Okay, cool.
Awesome. So now let's move on to the SQL deployment because we are deploying a database here.
Okay.
The deployment group, again, we're going to choose demo. That's what we're working with. And again, here we are back to the tags.
Yeah.
So we tagged our database server with DB.
Nice.
So now this work won't happen on the web servers. It'll only happen on the DB servers. Mm-hmm. You can see, again, the multiple one target at a time. This is very much the same configuration settings as the IIS deployment up here. Mm-hmm. So now onto the SQL DB deploy.
Okay.
What we're going to set here, the server name is fine, and the database name, we will set to /mercuryhealthdb.
Yep.
And authentication, Windows authentication is fine here. Perfect. I think we're good to go.
All right, let's fire up and see what happens.
All right, let's save this. Let's go back. Actually, we can click right here to create a release. And you can see this is kind of neat. If you want to change something that's an automated release, you can change it to manual by clicking this.
Yep.
I'm going to go ahead and leave it automated. And now our release has been created. So we can pop over here. You can see that it's in progress. And I can click on these logs. Mm-hmm. And I can leave it like this if I want to, or I can drill down and actually watch the release happen.
Live.
Live.
Very, very nice. All right. So you're deploying, right now we're deploying our web code to the web servers.
Yes.
Using the web tag. And then we're going to deploy to the same deployment group. But the database is going to go to the database machine because you chose the database tag.
Exactly.
Right.
And it's all in the same deployment group.
So what if we wanted like multiple environments, like a dev environment and a prod environment? When you create your pipeline, can you do something like that as well?
You can. You can change. You can do in the same pipeline, you can add different stages.
Okay.
And you can have a different stage for different environments. Or if you needed a completely separate pipeline, you could do that as well.
Okay. So what would that look like? If you wanted to create like another stage.
So should we take a look?
Yeah, let's take a look.
All right, so if we wanted to go back to our releases inside my new release pipeline that I just configured, I can actually add stages here.
Oh, very cool.
So I can add a new stage, use the same kind of template, the IIS.
It looks like you can add parallel stages, huh?
You can, yeah. And you can also make it to where these stages don't happen automatically. I can have the dev stage, for instance, happen automatically and make this one manual only. If I wanted to say this is pushing to prod, for instance, I could have it be manual only. But not only that, I could also set pre-deployment conditions and post-deployment conditions for each of these stages.
What do you mean by pre and post-deployment?
Just to give an example, if you have, say, tests that are running for development and staging, you can have it halt after everything looks good and have certain people in your organization be able to say, yes, this looks good, go ahead and click it. And it'll continue on to your next steps.
What you're talking about is approvals, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So, all right, so let me see if I get this straight. Super easy to configure, right? First thing you do is we create our stages.
Yes.
So maybe I have a dev stage and my production stage. After I create my stage, I would go into each individual stage to define what are the tasks we're going to use to deploy my application into that particular stage.
Exactly.
And then what you just told me was before and after each stage, I can go in there and configure it so we can have manual approvers to say, yes, this looks good, then it will go on to the next stage.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. Very, very neat. So what does our deployment look like now?
Let's take a look
at
it.
Where are we at?
And it looks like it succeeded.
Wow, very cool.
Let's take a look at this. So you can actually drill down here. We didn't watch it live, but we can drill in here and get all of the log information.
Okay.
And everything that was output. So we can take a look if we really need to come in here and look. And, you know, especially if something goes wrong with a deployment, you can come in and troubleshoot that very easily.
Okay.
So now that this is deployed, Let's jump over to my web server. And let's take a look at this application.
Okay.
And it's actually on /mercuryhealth.
All right. So I'm guessing the first time this runs is going to take a while. It's going to spin, right?
Yeah.
It's an ASP.NET application.
Everything has to spin up.
So it's got to compile everything, and it's got to cache everything before it will actually display up on our screens.
Yes, exactly.
Cool. All right. Earlier, you were asking about the database deployment part, right?
Yeah, I was kind of confused because I'm a Linux engineer, and it's usually been something that you shy away from to actually push things into your database via something like this. It's not something you typically want to risk overwriting, if that makes sense.
Understood. Well, in the modern DevOps world, it's really kind of cool because what we can do is we have things like database projects, where it encapsulates the schema, and then you get to check in your schema into your source control, right?
Nice.
So now your source control has your source for your app and also your database schema. Everything gets versioned together. Now, anytime I, as a developer, if I need to change my schema, I would change it in the database project, check it back into source control. As I'm doing that, a pull request can happen, right? And then my SQL admin can look at what I've changed, make sure everything looks good. And then using that database project, when you check that in, it kicks off a build, right?
Nice.
Remember we built that solution? One of the projects in that solution is going to be my database project. And when you build that database project, the build artifact that comes out is going to be something called a DAC pack.
Okay.
Right. And this DAC pack, think of the DAC pack as it's the schema of your database, except it's kind of been squashed and flattened into an XML file.
Okay.
Sort of kind, not really, but close enough, right? And so then in the deployment pipeline, remember you had to find that DAC pack to deploy? Now, what that does is it takes that DAC pack, it does a schema compare between the DAC pack and whatever database you're deploying to. Right, and when it does that, it will auto-generate for you the scripts you need to take whatever is in production, right, or your dev environment, and it will write you the script so that you'll change it so that your schema will match what's in the DAC pack.
That's awesome. So it's kind of creating a patch for you in terms of Linux things and things that I'm familiar with. It kind of sounds like a patch. Here's where we are. Here's where you want to be, and here's the code now to get there.
That's exactly what it does.
Okay.
And the really cool thing about this, the reason why I love this so much is that now your database changes flow through your pipeline right alongside your code.
Right? Nice.
And just like everything else, if it goes through the pipelines, that means it's testable, it's repeatable, and it's consistent every single time we do it.
That is so awesome.
Cool stuff. Hey, looks like our app has loaded.
It is. It's working.
So you deployed behind a firewall onto an on-prem server.
We did. We started with nothing. We created the build. Actually, we started with a Git repository, but we created a build for it. We created some deployment groups and agents behind the deployment groups, and we've deployed to it, and it's working.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Zach. This has been super exciting. Thank you all. If you have any questions at all, feel free to reach out to both me and to Zach. You can reach me on Twitter at AbleSquidhead. Zach?
You can reach me at ZDeptawa. That's ZDEPTAWA.
All right. Thank you all so much.